I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Former El Paso County Sheriff Terry Makita will face a retrial in October on charges that garnered a mistrial earlier this month. Jurors were deadlocked on four counts, including felony extortion. Makita was acquitted on charges, including witness tampering and official misconduct. The state parks program that puts backpacks with parks passes, binoculars, and guides into public libraries is in its second year. Check Out State Parks officially launched last year in more than 280 libraries statewide. This year, it's expanded to include many publicly funded college and university libraries. Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokeswoman Lauren Truitt says they've seen wait lists at some locations.
People want this opportunity to give people an opportunity to get out for free, really gives them a sense of place and a sense of awe about what's really close to their houses, what's out there.
A survey last year showed that as a result of the program, 97% of respondents were likely to recommend a visit to a state park and 77% likely to buy a day pass. And the Institute of Cannabis Research at Colorado State University Pueblo has its first permanent director. Wendy McCall, currently the director of e-learning at Pikes Peak Community College, will join the institute and oversee all research and programming as well as budgeting. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.